Our fourth scripture today comes from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. It tells the story of the angel Gabriel coming to Mary. We will begin at the 26th verse. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel who went to her said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How would this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Thanks be to God. "I am the Lord's servant." What a powerful statement, especially when the person uttering these words is a young teenager. She's betrothed, but not yet married. She probably is planning her life, though, anticipating a husband and a rather uneventful married life, perhaps some children. She sees life as moving in a straight line, as it did for her mother and her grandmother. But in the midst of her hopes, her dreams, and her plans, an angel appears to her, and her life takes a very unexpected turn. The angel tells her that she will bear a child, the Son of the Most High, the Son of God. Now, this season of Advent and Christmas is a joyous season. And yet, even in the joy and the hope and the excitement, there is still fear. Because fear is very much a part of us. And Mary was clearly afraid, because the gospel tells us that she was troubled. If we were to list the fears that she would have experienced and worried about, I think it would be a very long list. I mean, who would believe her story? "I'm pregnant because the Holy Spirit came upon me." Can you imagine what was being said behind her back and to her face and to her family? Now, her cousin Elizabeth was also very unexpectedly pregnant, but because she had been barren for so long, this child was considered a gift from God, a miracle, if you will. But to be an unwed mother in that time was certainly not considered a miracle. And it could well have ended in shame or punishment or even death. And yet Mary's response, even in her fear, was one of faith. She chose to trust God. Last week, Pastor Daniel described how Jesus saw his ministry, reaching out to those that were marginalized, healing the sick. Here we see that even in his conception and birth, the Son of God chose to be born on the margins of society. He chose to be born not to the wife of a prominent rabbi or perhaps a celebrated warrior, but to an unwed 14-year-old girl. He chose a young woman to be the mother to his child, a young woman who chose to trust God instead of succumbing to her fear. Now, fear, as we all know, can have many responses. Fear can protect us. If you see a grizzly bear and you turn and walk away, you have fear, but you will probably live longer by doing so. Fear can cause us to freeze. It can make us unable to process information, and we may not be able to make a decision because it might be the wrong one. We are too afraid to make a decision. Fear can cause us to turn away and protect what we value. We lock our doors. We choose where we drive our cars. We try to cherry pick the people that we are around. Or fear can open a new world to us. It can strengthen us, and it can change our lives if we allow it to do so. When God calls any one of us, when you hear those little words, that little voice that says, "Why don't you do it this way?" or "Have you considered doing that?" I imagine our first reaction would be the same as Mary's. Basically, why me? Why me, Lord? Why are you choosing to talk to me? The second reaction would be a rather long litany of all the things that could go wrong. Because even though our lives are not perfect, it is hard to give up control, even to God. And God does not promise that our lives will be easy if we follow him. In fact, Mary did not have an easy life. Even though our manger scenes portray this beautiful birth with long flowing robes and everything perfect, even though the art that we look at shows Mary completely dressed and hairbrushed, Jesus' birth was not an Instagram moment. And as he grew, Mary had to protect him, even leaving her home country and moving to Egypt to protect him from Herod. And yet, despite all of her efforts, she had to sit and watch her son as a grown man suffer and die a painful and shameful death. And yet her son changed the world in a way that only God can change the world. Her son, who was born in poverty and died on a cross, died for our sins and gave us the promise of eternal life with his Father. It was through Mary's faith, Mary's acceptance of what God had planned for her, that made the resurrection possible. So what do we fear when we feel like God is reaching out to us? When an opportunity comes that will not only change our lives and the trajectory of those lives, but may not change them the way we had planned? When we are called to do God's work and we find that it is with the poor and the mentally ill, what do we think? When we are working in areas of gang violence and open sewers, it becomes clear that doing God's mission does not mean that we will be in elegant surroundings. Assuming God's call, answering that little voice, means that we trust Him to work through us. We allow Him to be in charge, and that is what Mary did. What if at such a moment you decide to turn away? You don't want your life to change. Mary could have let her fear guide her and said no, but instead she said yes, and she became the mother of Jesus. What if we, without hesitation, said yes to God? What if we allow our fear to strengthen us and to strengthen our relationship with Christ? Because God does have a plan that is fulfilled through each one of us. Now, unlike Mary, we are not likely to be asked to carry the Christ child through childbirth. But we are the ones who are challenged to take Christ's gospel to all the world, to live in the light of the gospel message. We are the ones who are challenged to allow God's will to be done here on earth. And what if, as Mary did, we simply say, yes. Yes, Lord, I am your servant. Thanks be to God.